American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your booklet to the activities for Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Listen and write the topic of the paragraph.
Many people like and have plants in and around their homes. Some have plants outside only. They have gardens or they have plants on their patios. Other people have plants inside, sitting on tables, sitting on the floor, and hanging from their ceilings. They surround themselves with green plants and some plants that have flowers. Plants require a lot of care, watering regularly, cutting back, etc. But they are worth the trouble because they are very good to have in and around the house. They absorb the carbon dioxide we exhale and give off oxygen that we need for existence. So, not only are plants beautiful to look at, but they are also beneficial.
Now, write the topic in Figure 1. The topic of the paragraph is plants or houseplants. Look at Figure 2. Look at the diagram. Listen and select the answers to the questions.
Number 1. What color is the insulation on the hot wire? Number 2. What is the plastic cover? Number 3. What is twisted? Number 4. Which wire is dangerous? Number 5. What color is the insulation on the neutral wire? Number 6. What is the diagram of?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. The insulation on the hot wire is red. Number 2 is B. The plastic cover is the insulation. Number 3 is B. The wires are twisted. Number 4 is C. The hot wire is the dangerous one. Number 5 is A. The insulation on the neutral wire is white. Number 6 is B. It's a diagram of a wire, cable, or cord.
Now look at Figure 3. This is a map of Hawaii. Listen to the questions and select the answers.
Number 1. How many islands make up the Hawaiian Islands? Number 2. Which is the largest island? Number 3. What city is the capital? Number 4. On what island is the capital? Number 5. Where are the Hawaiian Islands located?
Let's check your answers.
Number one is C. 8 big islands and many small ones make up the Hawaiian Islands. Number two is A. Hawaii is the largest island. Number three is B. Honolulu is the capital city. Number four is A. The capital is on the island of Oahu. Number five is B. The Hawaiian Islands are located in the Pacific Ocean.
Now look at figure four. Look at a different map. Now answer the questions. Repeat your answers.
Number one. How many buildings are on College Circle? Repeat. There are 7 buildings on College Circle. Number two. Where is the Fine Arts Building located? Repeat. The Fine Arts Building is located on the southwest side of College Circle. Number three. Where is the main building? Repeat. The main building is in the center of the circle. Number four. What building is the lab building next to? Repeat. The lab building is next to the science building. Number five. What is the athletic building next to? Repeat. The athletic building is next to the stadium. Number six. Where is the gym located? Repeat. The gym is located on the northeast part of the circle.
Look at figure five. Look at the diagram. Now answer the questions. Repeat your answers.
Number one. How long is the field? Repeat. The field is 360 feet long. Number two. How wide is it? Repeat. It is 160 feet wide. Number three. How wide is the goalpost? Repeat. The goalpost is 24 feet wide. Number four. What is the measurement of the end zone? Repeat. The end zone is 30 feet. Number five. How is the field divided? Repeat. The field is divided into 10-yard sections. ¶¶
look at Figure 6. First, listen to the paragraph. Then, listen again and write the missing words in Figure 6. You will have an opportunity to check your work and fill in any missing words when you hear the paragraph a third time. First, just listen.
Everyone needs some tools around the house. Almost every home has certain basic tools. Some of the most basic tools which everyone should own are a hammer, a pair of pliers, a couple of screwdrivers, and maybe a wrench and a saw. Some people have fully equipped workshops with electric drills and other devices. People who own such workshops can do many kinds of repair work, and many can even build furniture.
Listen again and write in the missing words.
Everyone needs some tools around the house. Almost every home has certain basic tools. Some of the most basic tools which everyone should own are a hammer, a pair of pliers, a couple of screwdrivers, and maybe a wrench and a saw. Some people have fully equipped workshops with electric drills and other devices. People who own such workshops can do many kinds of repair work, and many can even build furniture.
Check your work as you hear the paragraph again.
Everyone needs some tools around the house. Almost every home has certain basic tools. Some of the most basic tools which everyone should own are a hammer, a pair of pliers, a couple of screwdrivers, and maybe a wrench and a saw. Some people have fully equipped workshops with electric drills and other devices. People who own such workshops can do many kinds of repair work, and many can even build furniture.
You can see the complete paragraph on the answer page for this tape. Look at Figure 7. First, listen to the paragraph. Then, rewrite the paragraph, putting in appropriate punctuation. Listen.
Mr. Allen is very pleased with Bill. Bill is graduating from high school with honors. He has been a good student in all his subjects all through school. He has been particularly interested in Mr. Allen's science class. Mr. Allen told Bill, "Congratulations. I'm very proud of you."
Now, write the paragraph in Figure 7. Continue writing your paragraph, and after you finish, compare it to the paragraph on the answer page for this tape. Turn to figure 8. Read question number 1. Now listen to Dr. Kellogg. Then write the answer to the question on the line that is provided.
That water absorbs carbon dioxide. There are little bubbles of carbon dioxide in our soft drinks. Well, the ocean, can take up a certain amount of carbon dioxide until it becomes saturated with carbon dioxide. And after that, no more carbon dioxide will be taken out of the atmosphere until that a layer of surface water has been stirred down into the deep ocean, and then it's ready to take up some more carbon dioxide.
Now read question number 2. Listen and then write the answer to the question on the line that is provided.
We said earlier that the burning of fossil fuels, coal, petroleum products, or natural gas, adds CO2 to the atmosphere. Another source is wood, but that does not necessarily have to be burned to produce the gas. Slow decaying of wood does the same thing.
Read question number 3. Listen and then write the answer to the question on the line that is provided.
There is another source, though, of carbon dioxide which might have been important in the past, and that's the cutting down of the forests of the world. Obviously, a tree is made of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen, and when you cut down a tree and burn it, it makes carbon dioxide, or if you leave it to rot, it makes carbon dioxide. Either way, it goes back into the atmosphere.
Let's check your answers. Number 1. What does water absorb? The answer is carbon dioxide. Water absorbs carbon dioxide. Number 2. In addition to the burning of fossil fuels, coal, petroleum products, and natural gas, what is another source of carbon dioxide? The answer is wood. Wood is another source of carbon dioxide. Number 3. What is a tree made of? The answer is carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. A tree is made of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. This is the end of tape 1D, book 23.